Good morning, Greater Sudbury. Here are a few stories to start your day on this Tuesday morning. After 22 months, Laurentian finally exits creditor protection. After 22 months under creditor protection, Laurentian University has finally exited insolvency restructuring under the Company's Creditors Arrangement Act, CCAA. The university made the announcement November 28. The process, which Ontario Auditor General Bonnie Lissick said Laurentian never needed to enter in the first place, included mass layoffs and program cancellations, the severing of ties with federated universities operating on campus, resulting in even more layoffs and program cancellations, and a plan of arrangement that will see LU creditors receive only roughly 14-24% of what they're owed over the next 3 years. With Laurentian being the public university in Canada to attempt to restructure its operations using a process designed as a last resort for private companies, the situation has attracted national media attention and resulted in damage to Laurentian's reputation. The university exits the CCAA minus both its most recent president, Robert Haché, and provost, Marie-José Berger, who departed earlier this month as part of the terms of Laurentian's plan of arrangement. Read the full story here. Food Bank Fall Give distributes more than $436,000. The Bank d'Allemont Sudbury Food Bank held its annual Fall Give on November 25, distributing more than $436,000 to its 44 member agencies to assist our region's hungry. The amount will assist the food bank partners in addressing hunger issues in their areas for the next 6 months. The amount is $200,000 less than the member agencies had requested, the food bank told Sudbury.com. Although the Sudbury Food Bank recognizes this distribution of funds as $200,000 less than the amount requested by our member agencies, it is still a substantial amount of dollars to be distributed through the network to assist people facing hunger issues for the next 6 months, the food bank said. We are hoping to make up the shortfall, based on member agency requests, through our holiday Christmas campaign season. Read the full story here. CP Holiday Train hits Nickel City on November 30. Choo-choo. All aboard. The Canadian Pacific Holiday Train rolls into the Nickel City this week for the first time since 2019. The holiday train will make 38 stops in Ontario. Greater Sudbury's turn is on November 30 when the train is expected to roll into the VIA train station on Elgin Street at 8:50 p.m. for a free, 30-minute live concert. The charitable event sees professional musicians put on free shows from the brightly lit holiday train stage, while collecting donations for local food banks. Among this year's performers are Alan Doyle of Great Big Sea, and country performers Tennille Towns and JoJo Mason, among several others. People wishing to attend a holiday train show should bring a donation of cash or a non-perishable food item for the local food bank, CP recommends. All donations stay local to help feed those in need in the community, and the food bank will have a station set up at each site to collect donations. Read the full story here. Safe Ride Home Sudbury running again after COVID hiatus. After a two-year hiatus due to COVID, Safe Ride Home Sudbury has started up the service again as of November 25. To prevent impaired driving, clients are driven home in their own vehicle by a team of volunteers. The service will be provided every Friday and Saturday from now until New Year's Eve with the exception of Christmas weekend subject to the availability of volunteer teams. It is strongly recommended that callers do have a backup plan in place. Donations are gratefully accepted. Volunteers are still needed and can apply online. Read the full story here. Reduce diesel particulate exposure in mines. Urges Union. A campaign is underway to make mines safer for workers who inhale diesel fumes while on the job. The United Steelworkers, USW, Local 6500, which is based in Sudbury, has launched the USW Diesel Particulate Project in partnership with the Center for Research in Occupational Safety and Health, CROSH, at Laurentian University, and Occupational Health Clinics for Ontario Workers, OHCOW. Under the initiative, the USW is calling for the province to adjust the allowable limit of diesel particulate that mine workers can be exposed to before their health is compromised. Diesel fumes are composed of gas and particles, which can enter the lungs and travel through the body. Inhaling high levels of diesel fumes can lead to headaches, dizziness, eye, nose and throat irritation, wet cough and phlegm, running nose and allergy symptoms, and asthma attacks. Read the full story here. Let's eat. This lettuce producer keeps it local. The growing price of lettuce on Sudbury shelves is no problem for truly northern farms, based here in Greater Sudbury. The markup price of lettuce is so dire due to a combination of heat waves, drought, torrential rains and a widespread outbreak of the impatiens necrotic spot virus that has resulted in limited supply. This has left restaurants and grocery stores grappling with how to get those fresh greens to the table at a reasonable price. Truly Northern Farms does things differently and more locally. It relies on a hydroponic growing system with farms based in Blizzard Valley, as well as a modular farm they rent in Opasitika between Kapuskasing and Hearst. Erin Rowe is a part owner of Truly Northern Farms. The farm consists of Erin and her husband, Stefan Lantaine, a business partner and one worker, who assists with harvesting twice per week, especially with kale that has been sold at Smith's Markets since 2017. Read the full story here. Cloudy skies, mild temp in the forecast. Expect a cloudy day for Tuesday and a high of 1 degree. The wind will be southeasterly at 20 km per hour late in the morning, bringing a minus 10 wind chill before noon. The UV index today is 1, or low. Tonight, the skies will stay cloudy and then snowing early in the evening, before that snow switches to rain late in the evening. The wind will stay southeasterly at 30 km per hour, gusting to 50. The overnight low of 1 is expected to rise to 4 by morning.